This is a Sunday worship service from Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls, Wisconsin, for January 14th, 2024, with Pastor Samuel Morging.
Good morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather this morning for worship. There are a number of announcements that are for this morning, for this upcoming week and activities this month. If you are part of the church council and scheduled to go to the council meeting, it is not this third Thursday of the month, but it has been rescheduled for the fourth Thursday of the month on the 25th. So we will see you then. For those that know children interested in going to Camp Luther, they are opening registration or pre-registration so that you can fill out all your forms online. And so that is occurring here this week. So if you know family or friends that have children interested in camp, it's already starting to be time to look to June, July, and August when it will be definitely warmer than sub-zero. So we are so blessed today to be together, and there are wonderful opportunities we have to be in Bible studies throughout the week, and so we look forward to being together in God's Word. This morning we are following Divine Service Setting 3, and our opening hymn is number 904. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer. We poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and if we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed, wherefore we plead for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you, and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us and given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become children of God, and is promised of his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all.
Amen.
I invite you to speak responsibly and deeply enjoy it. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you.
We sing praises to your name.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord.
We sing praises to your name all the time.
Shout for joy to God, all the earth.
Sing him glory to his name. Give him glorious praise.
Say to God, how awesome are your deeds.
So great is your power.
All the earth worships you and sings praises to you.
They sing praises to your name.
Come and see what God has done.
He is awesome in his deeds for his children of man.
Blessed be God.
Because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. Glory be to the Father and to the Son.
Thank you.
Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace through all our days through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Thank you.
wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rite of purification, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This is the first sign of his signs Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord. By the congregation, speak with me the Apostles' Creed as we confess our shared Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. At this time, the congregation is invited to be seated, and those children that are present to come forward for our children's message. Good morning, boys and girls. Good morning. Yes, it is a good morning. I'm glad that you are all here with me as we are in worship once again this morning. In the Old Testament, our lesson comes from Exodus, and it talks about Moses. Do any of you know who Moses is? He was one who was leading the people, right? Do you know anything else about Moses? Okay, so he was the one that God had chosen to lead his people. And that's what he was doing. Now, did he lead them all alone? Did Moses lead the people all by himself? No, he didn't lead them all by himself. He led them according to what God had instructed him to do, because God was with them. And that's what a little bit of our lesson was talking about. Moses and the people. And God says, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." God promised to go with Moses and the people of Israel. And they were blessed as God went with them. Does God go with you? What do you guys think? Does God go with you, and are you blessed by his presence in your life? I'm seeing heads go up and down. I don't think we can quite hear them. We don't have squeaky necks, right? But yeah, you're saying yes. God does go with you, and you are blessed. You have been blessed since the day you were baptized, and God sent his Holy Spirit to live inside your heart. And that is what helps give you your rest. Now, are we talking about sleeping at night as far as rest? No, that's not what they're talking about. Rather, they're talking about having peace, like our church's name. Peace because we know God and we know we are forgiven. That's the type of rest where we don't worry. And you have that same rest because, yes, God goes with you and he's been with you every day and he continues to look to give you peace in this world. So I'm so glad you're here so that you can partake of the rest, to hear that you are forgiven because Jesus died for you and God is with you and he'll be with you today. Will he be with you tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he will. And what about all of eternity?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he will be with you for all eternity. I invite you to speak with me in echo prayer, and we'll invite our congregation to pray with us. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are with us. We thank you that you are with us, and that your presence gives us peace, and that your presence gives us peace. Help us to tell others of the peace they can have, in your Son, Jesus Christ. It is in his name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for coming up this morning, boys and girls. And I'm looking forward to hearing you sing with the congregation our next song as we sing about Jesus as he came to in Cana's wedding feast. About this, you know, what they are going to do, and sometimes it seems a little far-fetched. Or how many of you have ever heard children talk to other children about what their mom or their dads are able to do? Sometimes moms and dads can do an awful lot, But I'm not so sure that the mom or dad would make that same sort of claim. And then there are times where people say that they can do it, and do we have any problems believing that they are able to do it? Well, sometimes if you know their background, you know what they have been raised doing, it doesn't sound so far-fetched, right? So there are different situations where we're going to believe. When a child says something and it sounds a little bit too much, we may not believe them quite as well. Such as, you know, maybe my son would say that I can score 100 points in a basketball game. You know what? It's not going to happen. Maybe I can say I can get a few rebounds. And, well, hopefully you're going to believe that, right? You just look at him and say, well, he's probably got enough height. He can get one or two. But definitely I'm not scoring 100. It all depends on what we know about an individual, what we trust and believe that they are going to do. Our gospel lesson is about believing. It concludes, and his disciples believed in him. They believed in Jesus. And yet, they're not the only ones that believed in Jesus. We hear in John, the second chapter, what is Jesus' first miracle. There's a wedding in Cana in Galilee. We hear some of who has been invited, the mother of Jesus, and Jesus himself was invited with his disciples. Most likely there were other guests involved, the bride and the groom and their families, and maybe even members of the community, as most weddings are a community event and celebration. And at these weddings, yes, they had wine, a common beverage for them to drink, and yes, we hear about the wine. John records that when the wine ran out, the wine runs out, well, it shouldn't, not until the wedding feast has concluded should the wine run out. But we hear that the wine has run out, and it is not yet the end of this wedding feast. And having been informed, Mary, the mother of Jesus, said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Well, woman, what does this have to do with me?" Well, it's a good question if you think about it. Jesus, being raised with Mary and Joseph, Joseph was known as a carpenter. You know, not somebody who was a maker of wine. So what would Jesus be able to do? Did he have wine with him? Well, it certainly would be unusual for the guests to bring something. So what does this have to do with me? And then he continues, "My hour has not yet come." He is not yet ready to reveal himself to all the world as the Savior, as the one who comes to bring healing and restoration, as the one who comes to bring the abundance and the joy that we often know of at weddings. He says, this is not yet my time for people to start to know and recognize me. And yet, John records that his mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you. What a statement, and a statement of faith. Mary here believes that Jesus will be able to provide the wine that is needed. And she's telling the servants, do whatever he tells you. Maybe it's going to seem a little far-fetched, but just do it, whatever he says. It seems as Mary's belief is in Jesus, she knows that he is the one that God has sent. She doesn't fully understand all that will be required of her dear son, and yet we see that she now believes, even though she doesn't know exactly what or how he will do it. She gives the command, do whatever he tells you. And so we hear from John that the servants, there are 6 stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification. They hold 20 to 30 gallons of water. And Jesus tells the servants, fill the jars with water. And as he has directed, and according to Mary's instruction, they do what Jesus has commanded, and they fill the water jars up to the brim, to the very top. So we have water in purification jars. And yet Jesus then commands, well, take some of this water, draw it out, and take some to the master of the feast. That's it. Water goes into these jars for purification. We're supposed to draw some out and bring it to the master of the feast. Well, that's what we've been told to do. We're told to believe, to trust in him, to do whatever he tells us, and they do it. Should be water, right? That's what the jars have been filled with. And yet we are told once again, so they took it, and when the master of the feast tasted some of the water, now become wine. Wow. He is astonished, you could say. He doesn't know where this has come from, but yet he calls over the bridegroom, and he makes this statement. Everyone serves the good wine first until people have drunken freely, but you have kept the good wine until now. Not only is it no longer water but wine, but it is the wine that is superior to the good wine that had been served first. And he doesn't even know where it's come from, but the servants, they knew. And certainly, as John records this, the disciples, they also knew this miracle. This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory. And his disciples believed in him. it'd be quite easy if you and I were in the shoes or sandals of those disciples to believe in Jesus after having seen what he did here, turning water into wine. And yet, for most of us, it's not that easy. We aren't always presented with such obvious miracles. That water from stone purification jars has become wine. You and I, more of our time in this life, are like Mary, who know Jesus has been sent by God, that he is the Savior of the world, and that he works in his ways to bring us restoration, peace, and healing in this life, and that through him we have the hope of life to come, and that you and I, we believe as Mary did. We believe without seeing what Jesus has done. We believe what we have been told about Jesus, that yes, as John records, he went to the cross. He died upon a cross, bearing the sins of all the world. And because he has died, bearing your sins and my sins, we have life everlasting. We have the hope of joining our Heavenly Father in the eternal wedding feast, a banquet that will not end, a banquet in which the wine will not run out. You and I, we are called to believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Having never seen him, we believe what he has done for us. And we share gladly with others who also are unable to see what Jesus has done. And we share because we believe. We share with them the wonders of the sacraments, of baptism and the Lord's Supper, that yes, God works through water in order to forgive us our sins. God works through bread and wine to give us his very body and blood so that we might be assured of life and salvation through him. This is what we believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He continues to work miracles today, and he does so through his word and sacraments, and even in other ways that we don't always understand. But yes, your Savior, Jesus Christ, he loves you, and he continues to seek to bring you good, not only for this life, but for all eternity. So as you and I believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as Mary believed, as the disciples believe, we urge others to believe in him, to do whatever he tells you, to trust in him, to lay upon him all of your burdens and sorrows, to go to him, and to know that he forgives you, and that he forgives the sins of all who believe. And through his death upon the cross, we have life and salvation. The Lord bless you to speak boldly, to believe in Jesus, and to allow others to hear that yes, you believe, so that they too may follow Jesus and what he tells us. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Trusting in your promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Peace Lutheran, we consider it a blessing to share our worship service with you. We invite you to worship with us at our regular service at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. The service is held at the church, which is handicapped accessible. During the COVID pandemic, we are working to make our worship service as safe as possible for all who attend. If you would like to support our Peace Lutheran ministry, please go to our website by searching for Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Just click on Donate at the bottom of the page.